Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5. Sorry it is delayed today. I'm going to top it off with that first because there's been some big news coming out of Stamford Bridge today, and I've been busy covering that and lots of other bits. It's been a very, very hectic afternoon for me, so I do apologise if you're late for your 5 in 5. Although it is a Friday night, it's 7 o'clock whilst I record this, of course, and I really hope that you guys are outside touching grass, enjoying a curry, whatever you do with your Fridays. But if you're on the way to wherever you're going, make sure you tune in because we've got some things that we definitely need to talk about. Well, first of all, let's jump straight into it. Not at the deep end, but with the nice things. I like to tease you, you know, give it to you slowly, get there, move it. You know what I mean? That's how you do it, right? You keep treating mean, keep them keen. And by treating them mean, we're going to move with a really, really bang average boring stuff, which is just housekeeping. And that is that Eddie Beach has moved to Crawley Town on a season-long loan. Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much, that's the news for today. There's nothing else to report, apparently. So we should probably just move swiftly on. Ah, I'm lying. Of course there's things to report. Aside from that, apparently Chelsea are not going to look to sell Achimapong because despite the interest from Real Madrid and PSG, Enzo Maresca is a massive, massive fan of the Chelsea youth product. So he could be seeing him feature for Chelsea this season. So that's pretty big. And I'm excited to see what happens with him. That's all according to Miguel Delaney. Aside from that, Chelsea have signed pretty much and it is done. Mike Penders, so another goalkeeper for Chelsea. Long-term contract. He's going loaned back to Genk. £17.1 million package plus a sell-on clause, meaning the chances are that Chelsea are going to sell him. So, you know, little bit of profit, hopefully. You never know. We'll have to see what happens with that. In terms of other bits as well, Victor Osimhen, he is still planning to leave Napoli. That's according to Fabrizio Romano. And he has no intention of reducing his salary or accepting a straight loan. Chelsea are still keen if he changes his stance. So if it is a loan, we're going to have an obligation to buy and we'll have to see what happens with that. But we might have a bit of a problem with that because Chelsea have actually done a transfer which makes so much sense. And I'm very excited because if you are a long-time listener of the Chelsea Echo, you know myself and Tom are massive fans of a certain Pedro Neto. Yes, the deal is seeming like it is going to happen. I say that because the medical still needs to happen. It's a here we go from Fabrizio, which is obviously massive, but at the same time, I don't want to say anything that might jeopardize it because it is almost too perfect of a transfer. I am so happy that Chelsea are looking to sign Pedro Neto. A fee has been agreed, £51.4 million plus a bonus. On top of that, as well, medical seems to be happening. Everything's going the same way. Pedro Neto has already said goodbye to his teammates at Wolves, and Chelsea are keen to make this transfer happen. I say that because I am worried. Obviously, 9 times out of 10, it's pretty much done. 99.9% of me is certain that this is done. However, I don't want to jinx it, and I'm very excited. I'm so happy that Chelsea have signed someone who has Premier League experience, and on top of that as well, is a bloody good player. He was so exciting to watch at Wolves when he wasn't injured. Obviously, that is a big issue, and we will be taking a deep dive into Pedro Neto for you. You'll be getting that pod in your ear holes tomorrow, so make sure you stay tuned for that because it is obviously a big bit of news coming out of Chelsea and I am very excited. I'm sure you're very excited and Pedro Neto is also clearly very excited because he's already said goodbye to his teammates. But that is it for today. But I do have a small slice of personal news because me, Louis Benaventi, your gallant leader, maybe not so much gallant leader, just, you know, some bloke who does a podcast from his kitchen. He is going to be, I'm going to stop talking myself in third person as well. I am in the Chelsea programme for Chelsea versus Inter Milan. I've kept it very quiet. We did the lovely pictures a few weeks ago. I thought I looked absolutely fantastic. I've slimmed down a little bit more since then as well and got a haircut. So if you don't recognise me, if you're at the game, really sorry, guys. I did it on purpose because, you know, I didn't want to get caught out. That's a big problem for me. But I am in the programme talking Chelsea, talking about their relationship with Italy and the lovely people from there and so much more, including why at the age of 8 I decided to knee slide at Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. But if you want to find out more about that, make sure you buy the programme. But other than that, guys, that has been 5 in 5. That last bit was your last story for the day because I'm really important, apparently. And yeah, hope you've enjoyed it. It's available on all good podcasts and platforms. So wherever you're listening to it, whether that be Apple Podcasts, I got corrected on that yesterday, Spotify, Deezer, Spreaker, I'm trying to think of other podcasting platforms that are still knocking about that people don't use anymore. Do people still listen on SoundCloud? Is that a thing? I don't even know anymore. But anyway, that is all your news for today. Make sure you follow the Chelsea Echo if you aren't following already. If you're brand new around here, would really appreciate you sticking around because we've got so much more content coming for you this season. Make sure you check out all of our socials as well. And we'll see you guys for the next one. Ta-da!